welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you and greet you in the mighty and wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Disciples of every generation have asked the Lord, "What shall we do that we might work the works of God?" When Jesus' own disciples asked him that, he answered, "This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent." That's John, the 6th chapter, verses 28 and 29. But as I've been praying for my spiritual family, both in the correspondence and through the radio audience, I've just sensed that many of you have become fatigued in your service for the Lord. And of course, you know, the enemy of our souls does everything he can to make our efforts, based on what seem to be the apparent results, seemingly laborious and tiresome. And of course, we know what the scriptures say. We're spurred on knowing that faith without works is dead. But perhaps some of you listening to me today would have to admit, if you were honest, that you've just grown weary in well-doing. And I believe the Lord is gently leading us into a more excellent spiritual understanding of faith that works by love, which Galatians 5 and 6 talks about. And in this scripture, Paul is telling the Galatian church that this is really the only thing that matters. The agape love of God is the motivating force that finds its expression in the exploits of faith. Faith, where it's true, is working grace. It works through love, love for God as well as love for their brethren. That's what Romans says in verses 8 through 10. In fact, let me just take a moment to turn to that. But while I'm turning, you know, it's really been on my heart that the Lord wants us to just do everything we can to be repairers of the breach. So many have been hurt in church. So many have been hurt through friendships, through loved ones, that we tend to put a wall around our hearts. And God wants the love of God, then that's the only thing that's going to do it, to melt down those barriers. Romans 13, 8 and 10 declare, "Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. If there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law." In our desire to please the Lord, so often our focus has been on our efforts to manifest the love of God, which by reason of our inability has often fallen short. Now, I believe God's wanting us to turn our focus on Him and to allow Him to so indwell us that the good works that He would cause to put in our hearts and hands will flow out of a rich fellowship and oneness with Him. Those rivers of life that the scripture talks about flowing out of our innermost being, out of our belly, those rivers of life will flow abundantly and effortlessly out of our innermost being. Why? Because we're so united and so completely and totally connected with Him. You see, that's where, you know, our efforts have been sort of focused on the things that we should do, you know, the works, the good works, but when we're doing it in our own strength, if you will, we just become weary and worn out. And that's the source of our strength, is that deep, intimate fellowship with Him. Paul said that it's no longer I that live, but Christ that liveth in me. God, who is, of course, love personified, wants to totally possess us. The faith of God, which finds its source in God, then will be in operation in such a magnitude that the signs and the wonders and the greater works that Jesus said that we would do would be the natural, or perhaps I should say supernatural, results. And so, beloved, God wants us to manifest the love of God in every situation. And I believe that He's especially going to be concentrating the Holy Spirit on working to bring healing and restoration in our relationship, especially with family and loved ones. There are so many that the devil has isolated and alienated through hurt and through misunderstandings, and God desires to move to repair that breach. And He's going to do that through people like you and me. Isaiah 58 and 12 says, "And they shall be of thee, they that shall be of thee, shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in." Among its meanings, the Hebrew word for foundations carries with it the sense of to be settled, to take counsel together. Beloved, we're living in the last days. The hour is so very late. And I believe with all my heart, God wants us to do everything in our power to bring reconciliation wherever possible. He wants unforgiveness and hurts to be settled, if you will, to take counsel together in love and respect for one another. And I believe through humility and honest counsel and frank communication together, differences can be resolved. You know, that's what we used to sing that song, "They'll know we're Christians by our love." Praise God. And you know, I want to take a moment and just pray right now. Father, Lord, you see those that have been hurt in family relationships. You see those, Lord, who are family members. They've been estranged. There's been hurts. They're not speaking to one another. And God, I ask you to give your people the wisdom, the knowledge of exactly what to do to cause those barriers of ice to be melted. And Lord, that there shall be healing and restoration in Jesus' wonderful name. Lord, only you can do this. We can't do it in ourselves. But Lord, we want your agape love to flow. We want that relationship with you to be so deep and intimate, Lord, that it won't be a difficult, laborious effort, but Lord, that it will flow naturally, and we'll be astonished to see how wondrously you are going to heal and restore those broken relationships. For the Lord would say, "My beloved, I go to prepare the way before you, to make straight the crooked paths, to break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Those held captive by the enemy shall be set free, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing." Beloved, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Arise and put on those beautiful garments. Put on your strength and glorify me, for I am come to bring deliverance and redemption, healing and restoration, says the mighty one of Israel. Oh, I know you have been wearied with your labors, but I say, my beloved, come apart that I might place my yoke upon you. The cares of life, the troubles of others, have sorely weighed heavily on you. Learn of me, but not by further study, not by reading more books or hearing more sermons. These things, if anointed by my Spirit, are good in themselves, but I desire to infuse you with new might in your inner man. I want you to receive directly from me in a one-on-one encounter where you will understand in a new way what it means to learn of me. I am meek and lowly in heart, and I am gentle, and I'm not condemning. I'm patient and forgiving. I will lead you along a more excellent pathway, a pathway of fellowship, of joy and fulfillment in your God, says the Lord. Trust me to do this, and praise me, and seek me even this day, says your God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, the Lord is so good. Lord, I just thank you. I thank you for the work you're doing in our lives. And you know, I'm just sensing a brooding of the Holy Spirit over us. You know, to every appearance, your circumstances might not be changing, or they might even seem to worsen. And it's hard to understand why God seems so silent. You know, in the night of despair, we cry out, "My God," as David did, "why art thou so far from helping me?" But we know he's not cold or indifferent to our needs, but our prayers seemingly go unanswered, and faith is challenged to arise above those doubts and fears. What can we do? Well, the answer lies, there's several things we do. We can believe God and agree in prayer. That's why I invite my listening audience to write. And also it lies in patiently waiting on God, trusting and praising him for his deliverance. Beloved, you might not see anything happening at all right now, but God is brooding over you and that which you've committed to him. In this time of divine silence, he's covering you to bring forth new life. You know, I read recently that a mother bird preparing to bring forth life, she never sings. She broods and incubates the eggs in her nest, covering and protecting them with the warmth of her body until it's time for her young to hatch. And as you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, beloved, the Lord himself promises to cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. Amen. Psalm 91:4. And in the beginning of creation, before the earth had form, the scripture says that the Spirit of God sat upon the waters and moved upon the face of the deep. And beloved, I believe he's moving upon the deep places in your spirit where only he can touch to answer the very things you've asked of him. We just have to be enlarged and prepared to receive those greater blessings. We mustn't be discouraged, beloved, because of the hardness of the way, because the Lord says he'll never leave us, nor forsake us, nor fail us. Praise God. Well, I pray that your heart has been ministered to, and, you know, aside from just trusting him and waiting on him, there is power in agreeing prayer. And so I do invite you to write, share those prayer needs, and as I receive your letter, I'll wait upon the Lord and send back what God gives. Multitudes have been helped over the decades. So as you note down that mailing address and that email address, thank you for keeping in touch, and God bless you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.